Crime shows have been around since the beginning of television, even radio. But the last decade saw a proliferation of television shows that centered on forensic scientists solving complex crimes. Crime Scene Investigation, or CSI, consistently is one of the 10 most watched shows each week, and a number of spin-offs and similar shows also appear in the top 10. In these programs, brilliant researchers employ numerous expensive scientific tests in a matter of hours or days to prove conclusively who and what caused the death of bodies in various states of decomposition. Prosecutors have claimed that these shows produce a CSI effect that causes jurors to find for defendants when they are not shown conclusive DNA, fiber, or other scientific evidence by the prosecution. Because prosecutors do not have the same personnel, equipment, or resources as fictional forensic teams do, they argue that they begin each trial at a disadvantage. Last month, many observers were shocked that Casey Anthony, a young single mother in Florida, was found not guilty of murdering her 2-year-old child, Kaylee. Because Anthony had been found guilty in the court of public opinion for lying and for her bizarre behavior after Kaylee's disappearance, onlookers were confused as to why the jurors could not see how obviously guilty Anthony was. Some even charged that the jurors were suffering under the CSI effect. True, the Anthony trial was devoid of conclusive scientific proof of the cause of Kaylee's death, even though the girl's remains were found. Anthony claimed that the child had accidentally drowned, but the prosecution argued Anthony had suffocated the child using duct tape. Neither side could produce an expert to rule out the opposing theory or buttress theirs. However, weeks earlier, in a rerun of an episode of Bones, the fictional forensic anthropologist Dr. Brennan quickly ruled out drowning as a cause of death after examining 10-year-old bones fused in a magnesium fire. Real life obviously did not live up to forensic entertainment in the Anthony case. However, academic researchers say that there is no scientific evidence of a CSI effect. The media has characterized this effect as well established, but it is anything but. Though surveys of prospective jurors show that jurors who watch CSI-type shows are more likely to expect to see scientific evidence such as DNA, fingerprints, and fiber matches, they aren't more likely to vote not guilty when that evidence doesn't appear. And researchers have run experiments using mock jurors and trial scenarios and have not found such an effect either. If anything, exposure to forensic science via fictional television shows may make jurors put undue weight on scientific evidence, resulting in more convictions. However, prosecutors insist that such an effect exists and tailor opening and closing arguments and even jury instructions to inoculate jurors against high expectations of limitless forensic resources. One reason why this theory endures is that when jurors are questioned after a not guilty verdict by the prosecutor, some jurors point to the lack of scientific evidence. However, jurors may choose to talk about this type of objective factor rather than critique the prosecutor personally. On the flip side, this theory may be popular with prosecutors who otherwise face a well-publicized loss. But what about the Anthony case? True, the scientific evidence in the trial was slim compared to primetime television. However, the other evidence was thin as well. The prosecutor's main evidence was that Anthony was motivated to kill her daughter so that she could live a wild and carefree life. But little or no evidence tied her to the crime itself, whether direct, circumstantial, or scientific. This is Christine Hurt.